This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know, the new thing that a lot of high schoolers in particular, but I would even argue middle schoolers are doing is they're vaping. And they passed all these regulations trying to make it more difficult. You remember the flavors they came out with that they said were too enticing, and then
sure.
The colors and the
bubble
design. Right. All
yeah.
Cotton candy. I mean, the amount of flavors that are available in these e-cigs is wild. I mean, hundreds of flavors. And I know quite a few adults who still do this. And in fact, I talked to somebody this weekend. My husband and I were out at a winery, and this woman was saying how, you know, she was smoking cigarettes and she turned to vaping. So I'm not saying I'm knocking it, but I am sad to see how many young people are doing this. And I found something that just blew my mind. They've come out with these so-called smart vapes. They're not legal, but of course they're wildly available online. In fact, I Googled it for myself just out of curiosity. You can find them for $13.99, $15.99 online. And here's what they are. They have built-in games. You can connect to the internet. You can even access your pictures from your phone because it has Bluetooth capability. It is like a mini cell phone. Like, there's a little button that says slide to unlock, just like you would with your iPhone. That's what this e-cig vape thing has now.
What would the purpose be of that?
To
if
make
you can't
it,
talk
to,
on it.
To make it more... Well, here's what was weird. The guy was calling a number. He said, just for fun, let me dial 77777, and he hit call. And it was weird because they were saying something like, oh, that is not a correct number, but it was allowing him to call.
So it connects to the Bluetooth on your phone?
It connects to the Bluetooth on your phone. And so I guess I feel like kids, you know, the debate now with parents, and rightfully so, is what age do you get your kid a cell phone? What age do you get your kid a smartphone?
A vape.
Or I guess a vape in this case. So now I just envision kids who are not allowed to have a cell phone until maybe later. Their parents have cracked down on it. They take up vaping, and all of a sudden, you know, they have the ability to do all kinds of things. You can have apps on these vaping devices. It's like a little mini cell phone. It's wild.
You said they're not legal. What did you mean by that?
Well, you're not supposed to be able to access them, but of course they're coming from China, so they sell them online and kids can still get them.
What, but I'm wondering what's illegal about it. I mean, vapes are able to be sold in the U.S. I don't know if they're supposed to be sold to people who are underage or not. What is the electronic aspect of it that makes it illegal? Does it say?
I've just read that they're, because it's so enticing to younger people, that they...
Like the flavors.
Not, right, just
okay.
Like the flavors.
No, okay.
Or the designs or anything like that.
I don't understand it. I do see people use, they promote, and I've had a guest on the show one time talking about this years ago. They promote, the people that run the vaping businesses promote it as a way to quit cigarettes. But a lot of people just get the nicotine, which is the bad stuff, from the vape.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
Right.
I mean, maybe you're not getting the tar and the other stuff from the cigarette. The addictive portion of it is still there. So you're not kicking the habit. So I guess I don't get that. And then you've got the people that you obviously use it to smoke stuff other than liquid.
Would you like to elaborate on that, Mark?
No.
Is this personal experience?
With the ones where you can get stoned.
No, absolutely.
I've been complaining about this. My kid has been out of high school for, let me count the years now, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And back when he was in high school, he would tell me, Dad, everybody vapes. They bring it into class and they blow it down the sleeve of their shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
When they exhale it so the teacher doesn't see the steam cloud, the vapor cloud, go up in the classroom.
Wouldn't you smell like a blueberry flavor suddenly in the classroom, or whatever other flavor they're trying
prove
to vape?
Prove it. I don't know. He said people have been sneaking these into class forever. It's just everybody does it, he says.
See, that's wild to me. I think it'd be so wild to go back to high school and see what it's like. I actually don't know if I want to know. I think
would
I'd
you
be
go
very,
back?
I think I'd be no. And I had an overall good high school experience. I don't have, you know, this mindset of like, oh, it was so terrible. I would never go back. But I would never want to be back in that. High school just seems rough.
It would have been a wildly different experience. Knowing what I know now, I was not prepared for high school.
But think about all the technology.
But knowing what
advances,
I know now,
think about these teachers trying to combat cell phones and social media, and it's like, okay, well, if you can't have a cell phone, now you have smartwatches, so they can still do stuff with their smartwatch. And then now they have, I guess you're saying they're vaping during class, which
they've been doing it for
crazy
years
to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It says
there's no discipline. There's no nothing.
No. Then that's the other problem. It says for vaping, 1.63 million students reportedly use the devices as of this year. That was according to the CDC, if you want to trust their numbers. 1.21 million in high school, but another 400,000 are only middle schoolers. If you're in middle school, are you, what, 10 to 12 years old and you're vaping?
Where did they get it?
Exactly. They're not going to Amazon or to these random sketchy websites and ordering it because how are they paying for it? Although I did hear a story about some toddler who snuck out of the in-home daycare or something or daycare he was at and walked to Walmart and went and found games or something like that.
A toddler?
It was a toddler, I'm telling you. I can't remember where it happened, but
he was probably stoned.
Maybe he was vaping. Maybe the toddlers are now vaping. I need to probably have this conversation with my 19-month-old son because
he might consider taking up vaping. What if he is going to take off one day?
He might. He sees those fancy colors and cotton candy flavored whatever. And
I ran away when I was about 3. I wasn't running. I was going to the local grocery store where they always gave me a lollipop when mom took me there. And they found me out on this busy highway. I'd crossed a busy street. And a carload of nuns found me.
Oh, my gosh.
It was wild. And this is before cell phones. So,
can we go to the pay phone, please? Can we find the next pay? Call a taxi. Forget Uber.
Yeah, I mean, if you would run away at 3 for a lollipop, I'm sure you would run away at 3 to go get a video game at Walmart.
Don't you miss the lollipops they would hand out at the bank? Is that still a thing?
I think some of them do that. They certainly give out dog treats at some of the drive-thrus.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. But, it's wild. I mean, that's what a lot of these parents are having to combat these
days. I drove past a store the other day. It was somewhere in St. Charles County, and I couldn't tell you exactly where. I don't remember. But I remember it struck me because I saw the name of it. And the name of it was I Quit. And I assume the suggestion is I quit smoking, so I'm going to go get a vape. Like, I quit. And they're trying to sell vapes as an alternative to smoking. And I assume if it had no nicotine or any of the other bad stuff in it, maybe you could argue that. But one reason they seem to be concerned is that when you take in the flavored stuff, there's no regulation over how that stuff is made, is my understanding
of it. If you're using the vaping to try to quit cigarettes, wouldn't the logical decision be to make it taste terrible so that you are using it because you still like the motion of it? People say that is part of the addiction, but you don't like the taste of it, because how are you going to get someone to stop doing it if you're making all these delicious flavors that anybody would like?
Same logic.
Not just the kids.
As the stuff that they paint on your thumbnail to get you to quit sucking your thumb.
Oh, I sucked my thumb until I was, I won't even tell you how old I was. It was embarrassingly long, parents will tell you.
We have a mutual friend who told me one time that he sucked his thumb for so long, and his parents bought that stuff and put it on there, and he made himself learn to love the taste of it.
I thought it was clear nail polish.
No, I thought it was that nasty stuff they put on there to get you to quit sucking your thumb.
I don't know. My parents used Beanie Babies.
If he's listening this morning, he's laughing out loud.
I hope he reaches out to you. I would get, if I could go like a week, I'd get a Beanie Baby. And then if I could go 2 weeks, I'd get a Beanie Baby. But
did you save all those Beanie Babies? Because they might be worth something someday.
Millions, Mark. Millions, I tell you. All in their boxes, the Princess Diana limited edition.
Oh, man. We kept Princess Barbies for many years until we ran out of space. And when we finally realized they weren't worth anything, we just ripped them open and let the kid play with them.
I mean, the Beanie Babies were the biggest scam ever because we all thought they'd be worth something.
I still got my pet rock somewhere.
Did you get it off Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah.
Or?
No, no. It's
you found
original.
It in the yard? Wow.
It's original. They used to sell them in a box.
I sold rocks and water. Neighbors bought it.
Did you really?
And then my parents will and then threw the rocks back in the yard as they walked away.
Uh-huh.
We'd find the pretty ones, you know?
I'm sure. All right. Well, you could. Hopefully they get this problem addressed. I don't know how they do it. I mean, if the kid is 12 years old and got their hand on a vape, they got it from an older sibling? Did they get it from, you know, a neighbor kid who was old enough to buy one? I don't know.
Well, go online and you can basically get a smartphone and vape at the same time.
Wow.
Welcome to 2024.
Shocking. Shocking information. Hey, you know what? Remember the earnings tax rebate? You are facing a deadline if you have not applied for that yet. And once the deadline is over, so goes your chance to potentially put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Thousands of dollars. However much you paid in the earnings tax, if you were out of the office.
I was looking through my DMs on Instagram this week.
What is this?
And I realized that the main thing people probably ask me about is Gateway Metro Federal Credit Union.
Do you have any idea what we're listening to?
I'm not even going to complain about
that.
If you're going to slide.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, that worked.
It'll be a trial and error today.
I think that was Hannah in the next studio, so we're going to have to look into that. Yeah. That's what I think just happened. Anyway. You're facing a deadline to potentially get thousands of dollars. So we're going to tell you how to do that before the deadline when we get back.
A clear view of the roads from the Window World Traffic Center.
Call Jerry Kelly at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. and we'll get there fast. There's a reason Jerry Kelly has been your neighbor's favorite heating and cooling company for nearly two decades.
JerryKelly.com. They're fast and they're good and they got it going on. JerryKelly.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad I got out Saturday and got the yard mowed because of all this rain that has moved in. It gives you an opportunity when you're out there to kind of look around, take a look at the trees in your yard, the shrubs, at your little piece of the earth. And you probably need Hanson's Tree Service because they're experts at it. They have certified arborists who can come over and deal with those things, and they're trained to do it. If you've trimmed a small branch on your yard, good for you. But when you start looking at some of the bigger ones that need to be removed, it is one of the most dangerous professions in America. It really is. And I love what Chad Hansen and the folks at Hansen's Tree Service do. This is prime time for the trimming and the pruning of your trees. Insect and disease stress drops when the weather changes and the cooler temperatures, which we're going to see some of that this week, right? Let them remove those hazardous limbs before the winter storms bring them down at your house. Just go online. When you get a hold of them, tell them you heard Mark Cox talking about it. Go to HansonsTree.com.